This is Apollo Control at 104 hours, 58 minutes, and we're standing by to reacquire radio contact with Apollo 17, the spacecraft now in its ninth revolution of the moon, and we'll shortly be coming around the eastern limb of the moon and back out on the front side. During this front side pass, Capcom Joe Allen will be putting in a call to the crew, getting them up and started on a very active day, which will include landing on the lunar surface in a valley of the Taurus Mountains near the Sea of Serenity. Our last look at the spacecraft's lunar orbit showed it to be maintaining an orbit fairly close to 13 nautical miles by 59 nautical miles, actually dropping down somewhat below 13 on the Paracynthian to about 12.6. And we should have radio contact with the spacecraft shortly. And we'll begin getting telemetry data on all of the spacecraft systems. We have 46 minutes showing until scheduled crew wake-up time. And we've had the AOS call, acquisition of signal, getting good high bit rate data at this time. And the flight dynamics officer's orbit display shows Apollo 17 to be in an orbit with a high point of 59.9 nautical miles, the low point or Paracynthian of 12.5. We'll come back up a few minutes before the scheduled crew awakening time, about 45 minutes from now, and follow live from that point on as the crew begins preparations for LEM activation, separation, and the landing on the lunar surface. This is Apollo Control, Houston.